Well, eye procedures to correct vision have been around for quite a while, and I think it took quite a distance of time for people to get comfortable with them, and now they're very commonplace. But there is a new procedure we're going to find out today that's supposedly better for older people. We're going to find out with Dr. Rashish Khanna, who is a vision care specialist, master surgeon on the faculty at UCLA, and has been very much involved with eye procedures for quite some time. Dr. Khanna, good to have you with us on the program.
Good to be on the program. Thank you for having me.
The correction of vision, as I mentioned, has been with us for a while now. Tell us about Prelex. Why is it different from the other ones that are being used?
The most popular one today, or most commonly what people are aware of, is of LASIK eye surgery. Now, LASIK eye surgery is a wonderful procedure. I've done thousands of them and continue doing them, but it's best for people under 45 years of age. For people above 45, when they have LASIK and set their eyes for distance, they still need glasses for computers and near vision. So LASIK is more like static vision. It gives you just one of the three, whereas pie in the eye or Prelex is like a dynamic vision because it gives you all three, distance, middle, and near.
Wow, that's a really interesting. I know some people have not done some of the LASIK procedures because they didn't need reading glasses and maybe would have to have them if they had it done.
That's right. You know, in the advantage of doing pie in eye are manifold. Of course, the first is it's dynamic. And second, you can even have it done whether you had LASIK or radial keratotomy or any other corneal procedure before. Even if you've never had any procedure, you're still a great candidate. And the best part is when you do the procedure of Prelex with pie in eye, you will never develop cataract. So it's a permanent investment into your vision.
Are there any of those effects like that sometimes you get with LASIK, the kind of glare, sometimes sensitivity, the brightness, that kind of thing?
Those are some side effects which are maybe there, but we know how to control them, and that's one of the very important parts I mentioned in the book. It should not be considered as a 10-minute wonder because the main part of the procedure is only 5 to 6 minutes per eye, but the modulation to get rid of any irregularities, astigmatism, dry eyes, occurs in the next few months. And at the end of it, your person is very happy and they can see good and without any side effects.
Oh, so it's much different. And as far as what makes it different from the other procedures?
Yeah, see, as I was saying, with LASIK, you only aim for one of the three. And LASIK is good for people under 45 who have strong eye muscles. So when you're a kid of 25, you set your eyes for distance, then the eye muscles accommodate, leading to a change in the curvature of the lens, allowing you to see middle, and then further curvature leads you to see near. Above 45, the lens material becomes thick with age, just like our hair grows, so does the lens. But we can always get a haircut and modulate the length of our hair, but there's no way to do a haircut for the eye lens. And so the lenses become thick, the muscles which move it have become weak, and that's what's called presbyopia or aging eyes. And so when we have to correct this, the bar is very high. With LASIK, even if you end up like a minus a half, plus a half, you can accommodate and see good. Whereas here, we have to aim for 20/20 for distance, 20/20 for middle, and 20/20 for near. So that means it's the perfect. It has to be even more perfect than LASIK. So you cannot allow any astigmatism, any haze. And since it's a more permanent procedure, you have to make sure it's going to work for a lifetime. So the end goal is more specific, and the demand for the result is much higher than LASIK. Just to go back on LASIK, even if you set one eye for distance and the other eye for a little bit for middle, then you'll say, okay, I can see far and middle. But when you close one eye, you can't see everything. So, and if in LASIK you set one eye for distance and one eye for near, then you lose depth of perception. Whereas with pie in eye, each eye sees far, middle, and near, and you have depth of perception with both eyes are open.
Yeah, it's another terrific procedure. How old is this a fairly new treatment that's being done?
It's been around for, believe it or not, for around 40, 50 years. But the technology wasn't very advanced to give you very successful results in the first 30 for 35 years. And then when LASIK came, people thought, oh, this is the solution for everything. So research into pie in eye fell behind. But in the last 7-8 years, whereas LASIK has remained static, pie in eye has tremendously advanced. And now we are even using lasers to do the surgery for the first time. So the laser makes those incisions similar to what LASIK, you know, done with lasers, but these are even more expensive, more advanced lasers, and they're more precise. And that's where the whole technology is advancing in the next few years.
So this is going to be, it would be safe to say this will be probably the leading procedure at some point?
Yes, 132 million people in the United States are eligible for this procedure. Everybody who turns 46, there are 10,000 people, baby boomers, turning 46 every day. So that's a huge population. And everybody, unless they have something like macular degeneration or advanced glaucoma, other than those reasons, everybody's a candidate. Whereas for LASIK, you were only a candidate if you were wearing glasses or contacts. And then also if you had too thin cornea or warped cornea, you could not have LASIK. But anybody above 46 who desires to get rid of their glasses, even though it be the reading glasses, would be a candidate, even if they had thin corneas or any other reason where they couldn't have LASIK. So just comparing LASIK to pie in eye is superior because it's going to last a lifetime. It's going to give distance millennia. Unlike LASIK, it does not induce dry eyes. And a person with LASIK can still develop cataracts, necessitating one more surgery in the future, whereas with pie in the eye, there's no need for further surgery. And that's what I ended up writing the book for, because the knowledge out there in the community is not very prevalent about this procedure, even though it's sort of an answer to baby boomers' visual needs.
Dr. Rajesh Khanna, our guest, I want to give his website, which is Prelex, P-R-E-L-E-X, Prelex Book.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is... No matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin,